come in contact with it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, are they all bushes or what?
Well, poison ivy can be a bush form or can be a vine. It's identified by the three leaves, shiny looking leaves, and the white berries it produces in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And the sumac is a little small bush tree, which the leaves turn red in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And the oak, I'm not too familiar with that.
While we're talking about trees and so forth, first, the spider, what do you call the thing that the spider builds up there?
It builds a web.
Mm-hmm. And you see the parts of the trees that are under the ground there?
That's
the
roots. Mm-hmm.
Now, you have the kind of tree around here, this tall tree, long white limbs and a white scaly bark.
No, not too many of them. Except we have cottonwood and sycamore that resemble something like that.
And sycamore, what does that look like?
Very good. Sycamore is a kind of a light tan-colored body, and it has huge leaves. It grows very fast, and it's got, they call them sycamore balls, and the little things that grow out from the leaves. We use those to have battles with those as a kid.
You have the kind of tree that's a large flowering tree, and it's shiny leaves and big white flowers.
Yes, magnolias. Quite a few of those.
You mentioned the word berries a few minutes ago. What are some kinds of berries that people grow and use around here?
Okay. wild varieties, we have dewberries, blackberries.
What's
I could. Dewberry grows along the ground. On a bush. Blackberry grows up it's a tall bush. It doesn't lie on the ground. It either grows in fence rows or fence corners. And the berries are also longer and much sweeter. Dewberries sometimes are extremely soft berries and a little more sour. Then you have huckleberries. They grow wild. We have sparkle berries.
Mm-hmm.
We have blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it, I believe. We have berries. Yes, we have gallberries.
And what are they?
They're bitter. They grow up on a bush like a blueberry, but they are black in color.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try to eat one, it will really give you a bad sensation.
Mm-hmm. Gall, that's a bad name.
Gall. Gall. See, bitter's gall.
It really does. What are some of the other kind of berries that you might buy in the store and use?
Okay. Cranberries, which are excellent. I may buy some of those huge blueberries, you know, and strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Raspberries.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have the kind of tall bush that I know it grows in Tennessee, and all we grow here now is clusters of pink and white flowers. You have that?
No, not too much. Rhododendron?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. I've seen that, though.
Mm-hmm.
We do have another bush here that has the white flowers, the oleander.
Mm-hmm.
It's poisonous. The leaves are poisonous.
I didn't know that.
They grow out here on the fill. You can see them as you cross over the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Those bushes are there.
The next group of questions I'll ask you about are names for, you know, family relationships and so forth.
Okay.
If a married woman, say, doesn't want to make up her mind, she might say, well, first I better ask.
I ask my husband.
Yeah, any kind of humorous way she might.
Yes, she may say, I might ask the better half. That's usually what they say.
Yeah. And what about if a man were talking about his wife, any humorous ways that he might
may refer to it as his woman or whatever.